And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a moment of silence at 10 o'clock Central Time this morning in honor of the victims of Friday's school shooting in Santa Fe. The governor's statement called the shooting an act of evil and called for prayers for the families of the victims, as well as swift and meaningful action to protect our students statewide. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are back in London as newlyweds. The couple exchanged vows Saturday at St. George's Chapel in Windsor in front of about 600 people. They'll be living in Nottingham Cottage on the grounds of Kensington Palace. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex say they intend to take a honeymoon later. Markle's nephew says he brought a knife to London because Donald Trump said the city was dangerous. Tyler Dooley, a 25-year-old marijuana grower, was stopped by bouncers at a club hours after the royal wedding Saturday. He told them he had a 4-inch blade on him that he brought from the U.S. because Trump had said London was, quote, like a war zone. The police took the knife. No arrests were made. And authorities say an Ohio man called the police after being followed by a pig. Initially, officers received the call, thought the man was drunk, so they went to pick him up. However, upon arriving, officers found the man totally sober and did, in fact, find a pig stalking him. The man was reportedly walking home from an Amtrak station when the pig decided to follow him. Police loaded the pig into a cruiser, took the animal to the police station where it was later picked up by its owner.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I feel like I've just finished watching the royal wedding for the 12th time and just come to work. It was, wow, what a weekend.
None of it.
Oh my, not one single, really?
No.
Really?
I turned on E later in the day, like at noon, and they were re-showing everything, just replaying all of their coverage.
Yes.
And I was out at one point when they were in the carriage, like doing the carriage ride afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And the commentator said, Megan's doing an amazing job at looking both left and right. And I was like, oh, no, I'm out. If we're praising her for turning her head properly, I cannot watch this.
Well, then you must have been watching the American Network, so
yes,
you have no idea what we're talking about.
It was like, E, and it was terrible.
Yes.
I can't praise someone
for
turning her head.
She does such a great job at waving. Look at her. She's
seriously,
so princess-like.
That's what they were saying. She's really got the wave down. I'm like, there's better things to do with my time.
Like in the Disney movies, everybody. This looks so good.
She's beautiful. He looked incredibly happy and
what
handsome. I'm glad they're married.
What I couldn't reconcile was this, as I'm watching this and shedding a tear, the music is beautiful and the whole pomp and pageantry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is made for Jen. Why don't you like this? This
is
like right up your alley because you love crying.
I hate weddings.
You love everything about this.
But I'm so, weddings to me are a ridiculous waste of money. Just elope. I promise you it's the best thing you'll do. Save the money and elope. Nobody likes going to weddings or buying presents or paying the airfare.
Okay.
That part is not my thing.
Gotcha.
But I will
and
say.
The preacher gave the speech and I was like, oh, Jen would be all about that.
But the pictures and the very quick clips I saw, they did look very much truly in love. And that I appreciated.
Yes. Well, there you go. All right. So anyway, I had a grand time this weekend. I was replayed in our house. The BBC just played it over and over and over again.
And I'm sure they will continue for the next several weeks.
All right. 6:23 in the morning on Monday, the 21st of May. And let's get to another week here of Jen's Impossible Question.
Your choice of tickets this morning up for grabs. 576-7102 is the number. Google sees the biggest spike in people searching for hangover cures on January 1st. This day is second. When are we looking for the cures?
Let's try. South KC, here is Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Second biggest day for the hangover cure?
March 17th.
Oh, good old St. Patty's Day. No, that's not it.
All right, thank you.
Good guess.
It's astounding, actually. Let's go to Adam, who's in Liberty. Good morning, Adam.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Is it the day after Memorial Day?
It is not. Nope.
Okay. Megan's in Eudora. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
What do you think?
Is it the day after Halloween?
It is the day after Halloween,
wow.
November 1st. That seems weird to me because I don't associate Halloween with a drinking holiday, but maybe that's because I'm a mom, so I'm dealing with little kids.
I do now.
You haven't been to a good Halloween party.
Yeah, that's true. It's never been my thing. You got it. So you get your choice of tickets this morning. You want to head out to Pride Fest? You want to go see Poison and Cheap Trick? You want Bare Naked Ladies? What can we hook you up with?
Poison.
Done.
All right. You got it. Joey's got the info there for you. Before my neighbor moved away, it was after all the kids had come through, we would sit out on his back deck and have a few.
Yeah.
Have a few pops.
I do have a neighbor that would wisely give the kids candy and then hand us a beer so that we can have that as we walked a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, never needed the hangover cure exactly. All right, more of those tickets to give away all throughout the morning. We also have Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun tickets. We'll be giving all this good stuff away throughout the week.
I will be out at Oceans of Fun, speaking of, on Friday to kick off the Memorial Day weekend and the Throwback weekend as well,
by the way.
Yeah, that's going to be huge.
They said the pools will be nice and warm because it's going to be hot this week.
I'll bet.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
MC Hammer, you can't touch this. Get ready for a throwback weekend this Friday at noon. We're going to kick it all off. It's not just your favorites from the 80s weekend as normal. No, this is the 80s to now, 90s, early 2000s in there too.
And it kicks off at noon Friday?
Yeah, we're going to kick it off early.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect, because that will be right when we're heading out on our trip, so I can catch
sure.
it for the first, like, 2-3 hours or so.
Absolutely right.
Excellent.
Look at that cloud. It looks like MC Hammer.
Cloud looks like Hammer Pants.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Trudeau.
Celebrating birthdays today, writer, producer, comedian, and former Senator Al Franken is 67. Actor Mr. T is 66. And from the Santa Claus and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, actor Judge Reinhold is 61.
Hey, does anybody knock anymore?
Ed Sheeran and Kendrick Lamar walked away with an armful of honors after last night's Billboard Music Awards. The pop singer and the rapper tied for the most wins, each nabbing 6 awards. Sheeran won Top Artist and Top Radio Song. The show was in Las Vegas. It was hosted by Kelly Clarkson. Everybody I saw posting about her said she was an incredible host.
Well, she was great. Yeah, we watched it. We watched a little bit of it last night. It was pretty cool. I liked that Salt and Peppa came out and sang What a Man from my winning pick of last week's Throwback Throwdown.
Nice. The award for Top Female Artist went to Taylor Swift. Imagine Dragons won Top Duo or Group. And then Janet Jackson became the first African-American woman to receive the Billboard Icon Award. Elton John, one of the lucky few invited to the marriage ceremony of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in Windsor, England. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was also asked to perform at the royal couple's reception on Saturday. Kensington Palace announced that John performed Your Song, Tiny Dancer, and Circle of Life.
Amazing.
He was a close friend of the prince's late mother, Princess Diana, and performed Candle in the Wind with revised lyrics at her funeral back in 1997.
It was interesting, the celebrities that showed up at the royal wedding, like who they invited.
I did see a few of them coming through.
Yeah.
Victoria Beckham
right.
and her super hottie soccer player husband,
sure.
David.
They kept showing Elton in the crowd.
Yes.
Yeah, like in the church.
And Oprah. I saw Oprah walking in.
Sure.
Yeah. She had a cool hat.
Serena Williams.
Yes.
George Clooney with his wife Amal.
Serena Williams looked like she was my favorite. I thought her dress was amazing. Her
hoodie,
I don't know, her fascinator or hat, whatever she had on, it was all working. That's all I know.
And yet still, it couldn't compel you to watch it, I thought, maybe for sure.
I flipped. I was flipping through going, I feel like I'm supposed to watch this because everyone's talking about it. But I'm like, okay, no, I see your dress. That's fine. It was a 30-minute countdown before they were showing anything. They were just 30 minutes of commentators talking about nothing
right.
other than...
Oh, that's all you... Oh, you only watched 30 minutes? I watched like 6 hours.
I didn't make it through. No, I saw that it was 30 minutes until anything was
going to
happen.
It was like a Super Bowl pregame show.
I watched Fletch and Fletch Lives, and I called that a good day. That's how I spend my time.
Is Fletch Lives Arlie Ermey?
Yes.
The preacher?
Yes, yeah. It is. And that, my friend, was a good time.
That's a great movie.
That's your entertainment news for Monday on the show.
All right, coming up here after 7, 102K in May is back. Another week opens this morning in the 7 a.m. hour, making you an instant finalist.
And more concert tickets all morning long.
Right now it's Win in Rome, The Promise. Casey 1021 of the show with Jen and Truda. Welcome to another week. The last week of school, by the way,
Woo-hoo!
Which I'm not ready for.
Oh, I am. Let's go on vacation, please.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So I'm scrolling through Facebook, and Ashley, who works with us here at Steel City Media, posted that she just experienced her first ever online hacking. Somebody had a little shopping spree on one of her cards.
Mm-hmm. So, I think we actually have Ashley here on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Well, I'm a little tired after being up a little past my bedtime. With the credit card company and, you know, Walmart. And, yeah.
So it was your Walmart account?
It was my online Walmart account, which I was stupid and saved my debit card, you know, to make life easier in the app. And, yeah.
And do you know what they bought?
Unfortunately, I got the email notification said, thank you for your purchase. I was like, well, pretty sure I'm in bed, but okay, let's open this. And it was an army green hat and a refurbished iPhone.
Wow, wow, okay.
An army green hat and an iPhone.
And then they tried to go for another cell phone, but luckily I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and delete my card from my account now, and let's call the bank.
Wow.
What a weird combination of things to buy.
And not even a new cell phone.
Yeah, a $99 hat, and then they stepped it up to a $160 iPhone, so, you know.
Oh, man.
I wish it was a fedora so I could call it a hipster.
Yeah. It was a refurbished iPhone, as Joey says, not even a new one. So.
Right.
No, not a new iPhone. It was refurbished.
Hmm.
And this all just happened last night, right? So are you're still in the process of getting it all taken care of?
It literally happened like at 10 o'clock last night when I got the first notification from my banking app that, you know, every time I make a purchase, it shows up. And I was like, $160, what? So then, that's what happened. So now at 8 a.m., I will be calling my bank to hopefully get a new debit card and see what I can do to get my money back.
Did they put on where they were shipping it? Like, does that give away any clues?
Yes. If you would like to call callers from Florida, I would love to do that with you guys later.
You have his address and everything.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's an address. There's a phone number. I'm like, are you that dumb?
No way.
I wonder whose address he used. Is it really his, or did he send it to his brother? Did he send it to a guy he hates and he's going to go break in and try to get the package?
Yeah.
A neighbor.
Yeah. Oh, this is good.
We should definitely Google map that address later.
Oh, that's a good
idea. Why do I feel like Chris Hansen for some reason?
Now we're stalking Carlos from Florida. Yep. We want to know why.
Totally turning into Dateline.
Why do you want this hat? Well, I'm sorry it happened, Ashley. I hope everything goes smoothly with your bank and you get it all figured out.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, keep. You're darn right.
Thanks.
Back there.
Whatever. Yes, all of that.
What problems have you guys had out there with your cards?
What weird things did people use your money to buy? You can text or call 816-576-7102.
But please don't put any identifying information as to your cards out there.
No.
I mean, unless we can spend it somehow. We got a dream trip coming up here, folks.
The most amazing thing about Ashley's story is she works in radio. You know what? She's got as much money as us, which is nothing.
Right.
You're stealing from the wrong people here.
I always hope somebody will steal my identity to put money into my account. You know, like a Robin Hood sort of a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Looks like multiple people actually have had problems with their cards.
Getting hacked from the text line. Someone used my debit card to purchase a money order from the post office for over $900 twice in one day. Also from the text line, someone tried to buy $2,500 worth of airport runway lights, the ones in the runway that flash.
What?
What are you buying runway lights for? What?
Well, maybe you have an airport.
That's
you just need those.
The city was running out of money. Need a little help. Dang.
We don't have money in the budget, but look, we found Bill's credit card. Let's use this.
Someone got my card information and bought 5 separate Walmart gift cards all in one day with random amounts like $93. I got my money reimbursed, thankfully.
The gift cards are a big one because they can spend that anywhere.
Yep.
Good calls here on the line as well, 816-576-7102. Let's start in Blue Springs with Jeannie. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning.
Somebody tried to use your card to buy what?
Well, $200 worth of Walmart merchandise.
Okay.
And it was a credit card company, thank goodness, and they called us. We have it set to where if it's over a certain amount, they will call us and verify. And so they called us to verify, and we're like, no, we're both at home. And while we were on the phone talking to them about that fraudulent charge, they tried to do another fraudulent charge for about $5 to the sporting goods store to see if it would even work for that small amount.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, we just got another one. And I'm like, well, can you tell me where they're trying to send this stuff to? What state? Oh, no, we can't give you that information for privacy concerns.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
They
you're
have privacy.
My information.
Right.
But you're concerned about their privacy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, I know that's how a lot of them start, is with the small purchase to see if they get away with it. I'm just going to spend $5, and then once they get away with that, then they go for the bigger stuff.
Yeah, it's dinosaurs poking the fence. Karen in Liberty, what did you have with your cards?
Yeah, they actually purchased a laptop. I have $2,500 worth of phones at Verizon. But the frustrating thing was, that the police would, or the stores won't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, the stores can't help you with that probably immediately.
Well, I mean,
can't, it's hard to prove that it wasn't you.
Right.
Well, credit. No, but I mean, the police contacted the stores.
Oh.
They contacted Verizon. They had an affidavit from me signed saying they could give whatever information they wanted or needed. No privacy issues. They still refused. So even though they know where the stuff is shipped, probably won't get anything done about it.
Yeah. Yeah. So all those goods go out and then the rest of us end up paying for it because they're concerned about privacy. All right, Brandon, North KC, what happened with you?
I had two separate transactions in Brazil, each for a low amount, thankfully, and then one in Ohio.
Wow.
Brazil.
Totaling about $7.
Yeah, but again, it's just the little amounts while they try to test and see what's going to happen with your card.
Yeah.
Brazil to Ohio.
Yeah, right? That's quite the stretch there. Good stuff.
This is a weird text. My account at the bank was very close to a very rich person who owned rental houses, and his renter deposited their money for almost 6 months into my account. I was broke, so I didn't open my statements from the bank. They had deposited like $1,200 each month. I had no clue. That's kind of amazing to open up your account finally,
right?
And you've got an extra, you know, 10 grand sitting in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Joey, your buddy did what?
Well, a few years ago, probably, you know, 7 years ago or so, a buddy of mine, he lost his card in Sedalia. He immediately cancels it. And so he gets a call randomly from a family portrait studio. And somebody was wanting him to pick up this family portrait of him and his family.
No!
Yep.
They used his card to get some sweet, sweet, like, Olin Mills pictures.
Yeah, and, I mean, they didn't charge anything. That credit card was no good, but...
Oh, my gosh.
And unfortunately, he does not have the picture.
Oh, it's too bad. I would have picked it up.
Yeah. At least send it out on your Christmas card.
Then you would have had the record of who it was. I hope they had a sweet mullet.
I'm guessing they did.
The little shadow box picture.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So again, I'll give my account number out in case anybody wants to put money in there.
You know what's sad? Somebody would steal my card and then they would try that where they just do a really low purchase. Like they'd go buy something for $5 and it would get declined and they'd go,
right.
What kind of lady doesn't even have $5 in her account?
Well, I've been with you when that's happened. So
this one.
That's
true. My card did get declined at a work function when all of us at work were out to lunch in front of everyone. And my lunch couldn't have been more than like $11, $12. Declined.
Hey, we've all been there.
Declined.
You know what it's like to drive home all the way from a pizza place because you were a dollar short?
Oh.
And then have to drive all the way back just to pick it up. It's cold by then, let me tell you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
People are already pulling boneheaded things for Monday morning.
From the text line, I just called in. He was talking about the $102K in May. I just called in and the line was ringing 4 to 5 times and then the call picked up. It was my wife. I called my wife. Most disappointed I've ever been. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And that's the worst because it's ringing and so there's that excitement of like, it's actually ringing. This could happen and then it picks up and you're thinking it's going to be KC1021 telling you you're a finalist.
Yes, yes.
It's your wife.
Oh.
Disappointing. He said it was the most disappointed I've ever been to talk to my wife. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's you.
You got another chance between 9 and 10 this morning.
Yeah. I got to tell you that I do a lot of stupid stuff in my life, and I'm always happy to call attention to a time when somebody else does something equally as boneheaded as I would do. There is an astronaut in space who has not been identified by NASA as of this moment. But he had to make an embarrassing call back to Earth
because he went out for a spacewalk.
Yeah.
Just think about all of the things it takes to get to space in the first place.
Sure.
You get ready, you train, you do all of these things, and you finally make it to space. You go out for a spacewalk, and he calls back to NASA because he he left the SD card to his camera on Earth.
No. Oh, there's not a checklist? You're going to space. You make a little to-do list.
You do not have... Yes, exactly, right? I mean, think about if you've ever packed for a trip. You're packing for a trip coming up.
Yes, have an entire an itinerary, a list. Everything's organized and packed and ready to go.
But think about now trying to do that for space what you're going to leave behind on Earth in space.
And how many people are involved in getting him there that now know he forgot that.
And this guy, I mean, it is the most picturesque scene that you will ever see as a human being. The blue marble of Earth from space, and you forgot the SD card to your GoPro back on Earth. That is so something that I would totally do.
Yep.
I'm glad to see that astronauts who have great degrees and intelligence out the wazoo are not immune to this sort of thing.
Houston, we have a problem
indeed.
Like I
pulled a Truda.
Yep.
Here is the clip, by the way, of what he's
hey,
called.
Houston, I got a catch question about the GoPro real quick.
We're all ears. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was pushing the button. I see a no SD. Does that mean, do I need that to record? And if it's recording, is there supposed to be a red light on?
The GoPro, I'm told that if it has a card in it, it should have a red light if it's recording.
And if it says no SD, what does that mean?
I think that means no card. We'll check it, though. Hang on.
What if it's in there? All right. Well, let's just forget it for now. I'll get it later, or yep. I'll just not worry about it.
Yeah, it's back on Earth, buddy.
I'll just get it later.
Yeah. They just have somebody run it up to me. Is that...
Oops.
You guys just send that up with the food, okay? I mean, that'd be cool.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is asking for a moment of silence at 10 o'clock Central Time this morning in honor of the victims of Friday's school shooting in Santa Fe. The governor's statement called the shooting an act of evil and called for prayers for the families of the victims, as well as swift and meaningful action to protect our students statewide. Tens of millions of Americans watch the royal wedding live. Nielsen reports 29.2 million Americans tuned in to see Prince Harry and Meghan Markle tie the knot early Saturday morning. That's a jump from the 23 million who watched Prince William and Kate Middleton get married in 2011. The wedding between Prince Charles and Princess Diana had 17 million viewers back in 1981. NBC had the highest viewership of the 15 networks that aired the ceremony with 6.4 million viewers. Shaylee the Millennial just walked in the door and asked me how many times I watched it. The answer to that is zero. I turned on the E! Network a couple of times throughout the day and kept seeing replays and coverage. And yeah, I lasted about 30 seconds. That really hurts. Yeah, to me, the coverage part was ridiculous because at one point when they were riding in the carriage going through, and they're, you know, doing the parade wave, if you will, and the commentator actually said, "She's doing an amazing job of looking both left and right."
We were watching the wrong channel.
There are 432,000 more important things that I could be doing than hearing them talk about how she's swiveling her head properly.
Yeah, no, you were just watching the wrong channel. Yeah, there was a lot to
ignorant.
See.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
No, it was the best wedding ever.
It really was great, wasn't it?
I know.
Yeah, Shaylee and I are comparing notes now as to what it was. It was pretty fantastic.
Adorable.
Oh, good.
It was a great day to be British.
Do we get to stop?
I mean, I'm not.
Well, she's not either.
It was my life. Yeah, no, that's right. That's exactly right. But yeah.
My favorite from the entire day was comedian Chris Frangiola, who we had in the studio, maybe a year ago or something when he came through Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He posted a picture and they had waited tables together in L.A. And he said, "I remember back in 2005 waiting tables with Meghan Markle and I got really backed up. I asked her to run some credit cards for me to help me get caught up. She did. So she's super nice." That was like the gist of it. Was
That's
like
good.
She helped me while we were waiting tables, and now she's married to a prince.
Yeah, and Chopped on the Food Network, they had her episode on where she was a judge.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I love everybody got into the spirit because, of course, Addie, she just wants to watch Nickelodeon or whatever. And all of those channels were showing princess themed movies for the day.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, it was all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody got in on it.
Except Jen.
Not me. I, it was not my thing.
I did find this story interesting. Meghan Markle's nephew says he brought a knife to London because Donald Trump said the city was dangerous. Tyler Dooley, a 25-year-old marijuana grower, was stopped by bouncers at a club hours after the royal wedding Saturday. He told them he had a 4-inch blade on him that he brought from the U.S. because Trump had said London was like a war zone. The police took the knife. No arrests were made.
Hey, gotta be honest. London is probably one of the safest places I felt ever.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure at that time, with the wedding going on, it had never been safer.
Right.
All that military around? Yeah.
And authorities say an Ohio man called the police after being followed by a pig. Initially, when officers received the call, they thought the man was drunk, so they went to pick him up. However, when they got there, officers found the man totally sober and did, in fact, have a pig stalking him. The man was reportedly walking home from an Amtrak station when the pig decided to follow him. Police loaded the pig into a cruiser, took the animal to the police station, where it was later picked up by its owner. That's your 10 items or less for Monday on the show.
Dude, I've read Animal Farm. I mean, haven't you? It's a 4 legs good, 2 legs bad. I mean, it started with the pigs. I'd be frightened, too.
That's where it all starts.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Time to play Think and Sync.
Members of the show will try to match up answers, which is your chance to win prizes. And everybody's going to be a winner today. So all the phone lines that we've got already ready to go, you will all win something. We will let the real winner get first choice at the prizes, and then the rest of you can pick after that. All right? Shaylee is fully stretched and ready.
I'm ready.
Shaylee and Joey.
A bit of stretch for this game.
She does every time. She
Joey
gets
does it too.
Yeah.
Keep the blood flowing.
Exactly. Keep you thinking.
It helps. Okay.
All right.
Shaylee and Joey. Something found in the trunk of a car. In 3, 2, 1.
Spare tire.
Oh, nice.
That's why stretching helps.
Yep. I thought for sure he was going to say dead hooker.
Dead
I was,
body.
I almost actually thought that, but like, no.
That's a family show.
Happened?
All right. 1 for 1. Joey and Truda, a state on the West Coast. In 3, 2, 1.
California.
Boom.
Yeah.
Killing it this morning. Truda and Shaylee.
Oh, boy.
Something that goes with French fries. In 3, 2, 1.
Ketchup.
Yep.
Oh. I was going to say ranch dressing.
I almost said ranch, too.
Or gravy. Or cheese curds and gravy and
Jen?
Poutine. Oh, I'm a little hungry. And Shaylee and Joey, one more for you. Something you find at the beach. In 3, 2, 1.
Sand.
Beachgoers.
sand and beachgoers, not a match. But we did match 3, which means line 3 is the winner this morning. Line 3 getting first pick of the prizes up for grabs.
Is it Sharika?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. For a second, I thought it said Shakira. And I was like, Shakira.
Not exactly, no.
Well, because you're the first winner, we're going to give you your choice of prizes. You want to go to Pride Fest? You want to go see Poison Cheap Trick? Bare Naked Ladies? Or if you want some Worlds of Fun passes, we've got those.
I'll take the Worlds of Fun passes, please.
Worlds of Fun for you.
Awesome.
All right. The other lines, stay on there. Joey's going to hook you up with some other tickets, okay? So stay on the phone.
Kathy and Mark and Brian, we've got something for everybody today. How about that?
That's right. All week, we've got tons of concert tickets to give away and more.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Monday morning, the 21st of May, the last week of school begins.
We're out Friday. I'm ready.
Thursday for us, nice. After Wednesday field day.
Celebrating birthdays today, writer, producer, comedian, and former Senator Al Franken is 67. Actor Mr. T is 66. Am I the only one with a Mr. T doll on my bedroom dresser? Yep. Okay.
I do have a Mr. T bobblehead.
Sweet. See, I'm not totally alone in this.
Why is it in your bedroom?
I don't know.
I don't want to know.
It's my husband's from when he was a kid, and it's still in the package. Like, he has saved this from whenever.
Oh,
Mr.
it's mint.
Yeah. Perfect condition. And at one point, I was like, okay, why is this on our dresser? So I moved it to the basement. Within 1 hour, he moved it back to the dresser. It has a prominent spot in our bedroom, that Mr. T doll. Very important, Shane.
I'm judging you. That's the look I'm giving you right now.
I had the A-Team van when I was a kid. I wish I could find that somewhere.
Oh,
the
yeah.
van, and it was, you know, kind of like Tonka truck size.
Yep.
You could put the guys in. And it was awesome.
See, Shaylee, you might need the Gen X to Millennial translator
right.
If you want to get that out and tell her what the A-Team was and describe who Mr. T is besides someone who was on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, he was on Dancing with the Stars?
Yes.
That's sad. The A-Team was a group of badass guys who would go out and do great missions.
Huh.
In a van, in a black van. And it wasn't creepy at all in the 80s because the vans didn't have a stigma yet.
That's literally what I was going to say.
Right.
Thank you, Gen X to Millennial Translator.
Yeah.
Also celebrating from the Santa Claus and Fast Times at Ridgemont High after Judge Reinhold turned 61.
We had not yet seen Silence of the Lambs, so it was help me with this gouge.
Ed Sheeran and Kendrick Lamar walked away with an armful of honors after last night's Billboard Music Awards. The pop singer and the rapper tied for the most wins, each grabbing 6 awards. Sheeran won Top Artist and Top Radio Song. That show was in Las Vegas, hosted by Kelly Clarkson, who everybody loved from everything I've seen. When she opened the show, she called for gun control and dedicated the night to the victims of Friday's school shooting in Texas. This was Brian Truda's favorite part of the night.
Well, when Salt and Pepper with In Vogue came out and sang my song, they sang What a Man that I won Throwback Throwdown with last week. I was like, oh, see, folks, people?
I think it was their song first, but okay.
The award for Top Female Artist went to Taylor Swift. Imagine Dragons won Top Duo or Group. And Janet Jackson also became the first African-American woman to receive the Billboard Icon Award.
That was a fun, it was like 5 minutes of just great hits.
It was good.
Yep.
Elton John, one of the lucky few, invited to the marriage ceremony of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle in Windsor, England. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer was also asked to perform at the royal couple's reception on Saturday. Kensington Palace announced that he performed Your Song, Tiny Dancer, and Circle of Life.
Can you imagine having the freedom to go, what do you want at our wedding, honey?
You know what? I'd really like Elton John, and I'd like him to sing Tiny Dancer.
Okay, let's have that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The power.
They, like, grew up with him. It's like Uncle Elton. It's no big deal.
I bet it is.
You know?
He's just Uncle Elton.
Yeah, sure.
How great is that?
He and Diana were...
Do you think that they raised baby Louis during the Circle of Life?
Simba style.
I would.
So I was reading some of the Vanity Fair had some of the inside scoop about the private reception.
That.
Well, what? Yes, I love the Royal Wedding and Vanity Fair. shut up. So anyway, they said that James Corden was kind of the impromptu MC for the reception.
Oh.
And led a dance-off between Charles and William and Harry.
Shut up.
This sounds like the greatest reception of all time. Idris Elba got up and DJed a little bit.
So the SNL skit was actually not that far off.
No, it's true. I was trying to tell Jen about that as well. Yeah.
Saturday Night Live did a little.
They did the skit
mock.
About what the reception would be like if it were Harry's wedding video.
Please tell me that there's video of this dance off, because I have got to see that.
Well, they were made to turn their cell phones in a la Jack White concert style.
Sure. But it's, somebody's got it. There's video.
There has to be.
And that's coming out.
Yeah. But yeah, can you bet? So Elton John performs. James Corden is your MC. Idris Elba is your DJ. I mean, it's like the greatest reception of all time.
All you have to do is marry a prince. It's that easy. Mm. Ryan, I'm saying there's still a chance.
I'm looking for one. Like, who else is there?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Here's another instant finalist with a chance to play for 102K.
All right, let's talk to Jamie. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. What are you up to this morning?
I'm on my way to work.
Just a boring old Monday morning it was, but now you're caller 12. You are a finalist for 102K in May.
Oh, my God. Awesome.
You can't win if you don't become a finalist. You've taken the first step. What would you do with $102,000?
Well, I have 2 kids in college next year, so that would pretty well be taken care of.
Yeah.
Enough said.
That's it. Well, congratulations on making it this far. Hang on the line, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome, Jamie. You could be next.
2 more chances this afternoon between 1 and 2 with Jackie Lucky, and then on your drive home with Natalie Rush from 5 to 6.
The show is brand new tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., but right now we go commercial-free. Jen, have a great day.
We'll see you tomorrow.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.